Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome everyone to the Backpacking Podcast. Yes. I am here tonight joined with my Kentucky brother.
What's up, brother?
Mr. Backpacking with Jason, sir.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Everybody's right here, Jason.
I feel like the teacher has gone away and they left me and you in charge. Let the anarchy begin.
Well, normally John produces the show.
Yes.
So I can't make any promises tonight, but I will do my best, and hopefully it will go smoothly. Usually whenever I take over the technology,
yes,
everything just goes straight down the commode.
Well, we're going to hope that everything stays on the show, everything stays live, we keep it rolling.
I think that we'll do great, man.
Yep.
Thank you for coming down here to Stringer De Casa, or De Casa Stringer.
I do like Stringer De Casa.
Appreciate you making the drive. We got a bunch of people commenting already on here.
Hey.
And a bunch of our friends.
Yes.
Oh, look at Ginger Gnome and Mr. Buckley. Got something for you guys. Welcome to the show. My little finger
miss
pistols.
Miss you, Buckley. Miss you, Blue.
Yeah, I miss you guys too. Andy. Oh, Andy, thank you for the $4.99 super chat. Look at that. Helping what support the show.
Oh, nice.
Andy. Donation.
Wait a minute.
Let's go. Time to scrub the poop.
Let the poop talk begin. Where's my dirt diggler? Where is my dirt diggler already?
I have a dirt diggler right over here behind me. Shout
who
out to
doesn't have a dirt diggler.
I've seen that in your video.
Who doesn't? I do still want to know, how big is your dirt diggler? How big is it? Gotta have the proper size dirt diggler.
Dirt diggler?
When you're going to do a poop hole. I mean, you got to be able to really get down in there.
Yeah, I think that Ben has multiple sizes that you can buy.
Mine's a 6-inch. I'm a 6-inch guy.
Apex Giants.
Yeah, the Apex Giants. Right, Apex Giants. They do have an 8-inch, but I think if you got the 6-inch, if you dig your hole, you can just measure it right there with your hole.
Yes.
And then you already know your poop size.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yes. Shout out, actually, to Ben at Apex Giants, because he sent me this whole kit of their poop bag and their bear bag, like their bear hanging kit, and two of those dirt digglers.
All right.
It's such a funny name.
Yeah, I love that name. Everybody's never watched Boogie Nights. Go watch Boogie Nights tonight. Go ahead and turn it on.
Yeah, thanks. You'll get the references.
You'll get the references.
So Bridget, she immediately took that 6-inch dirt diggler.
Yep.
Stuck it in her poop kit.
I can't help but laugh when you say it. Sorry.
Everyday Backpacker says Kentucky is representing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're actually missing a UK game right now at the time of this recording.
I was wondering why we're having a live show when UK games going on.
But well, we're doing it for them, man.
Oh,
it's for the people.
I tell you what, people, if you can, throw in the score a little bit here and there for us in the comment section.
Let us
know how the game's going. We'd gladly appreciate that.
Now, I did, whenever we come upstairs, I turned the game off, and Kentucky was up by about 20 or 25. So I think we'll be okay tonight.
That's good Kentucky.
Man, Miyagi's on here.
Miyagi.
On the trail. Hey, Ginger Gnome.
Miss you too, Miyagi and Trips.
Oh, there's A Todd.
Oh, miss those chili dogs, A Todd.
Hey, y'all, with this Kentucky accent.
Hey, y'all. I have an accent. What?
No, that was A Todd's Kentucky accent. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Or his attempt at one.
Southern Hike asked me a question of Georgia or Kentucky. Which one had the better accent?
Oh.
Ours is more mountainous.
Yeah.
Georgia's
more. Hers is more Appalachian.
There's a more southern, maybe, or
yeah, I think that ours is more endearing.
Yeah,
but they have that true southern drawl.
They do. When we met John, Senior Hiker 77, I love his accent.
But his accent is a Charleston.
Yes, yeah. I love it though. I really like his accent.
South Carolina,
and Kevin, the guy who had the song, your Jeremiah Stringer song.
Oh my gosh.
I like his accent. He is a good
Kevin. What's his YouTube channel name? Do you remember?
Yes, Atypical Hiker.
Atypical Hiker. That is right. So we'll just tell everybody if they haven't seen the videos.
Yes.
Atypical hiker Kevin, he goes a lot, him and senior hiker 77, who is in his 70s.
Yep.
Or is he in his 80s now?
He is 81.
81. Okay. Yeah. Well, they go backpacking a lot together. And Kevin has this beautiful singing voice.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So I think as he does his job, a lot of times he comes up with songs while he's working.
Yes.
And, you know, we just kind of disappeared on a trip. You know, we done a day hike. Some people, we're at this YouTube meetup, right? It was at Red River Gorge. This is a few weeks ago. If you've listened to previous episodes of the podcast, you've heard us talk about it. But there was a number of us that wanted to check out some different stuff. Some people stayed at camp. Some people did some different hikes, more strenuous, less strenuous, more miles, less miles.
Yep.
And we come back and Kevin had a song prepared.
It's beautiful.
He did a fantastic job. So if you want to hear that song, I think that they can just about watch anybody's video. That was at the
Cole Hike Slot had it. I think John, senior hiker, might have had it on uh-huh. Metro. Maybe he had it on there. Metro on the Move.
Yeah.
Had it on his.
There's a bunch of people that had it on there.
I think I'm going to put it out too, but just as a short because it's so good.
It's a good
like a YouTube short because it was so good. So good.
Yeah. He made some references to me. What was the name of the song?
Red River Gorge Blues.
Red River Gorge Blues.
Yes.
And they might wait on a stringer sometimes. And you know, they buried toilet paper around my tent.
Yes. And they said, we're hoping he noticed it. I really hope you noticed it.
Didn't notice. Later. Didn't notice at all. You know, sometimes whenever we're backpacking, Bridget will get up in the middle of the night. I don't wake up and she'll go pee.
Yeah.
And, you know, also like I will wipe myself off with baby wipes and stuff. And I just kind of leave them in the vestibule of the tent.
Yep.
And then whenever I'm packing up, I throw those in my trash. Or if I have my trash out around my tent, my trash bag, I'll pack all that up. So sometimes whenever I see that, it just doesn't click with me.
Yeah.
So it just went right over my head.
What?
So sorry about that.
What a meetup though.
Oh my God.
I think there was 27 people that came, and this was not like, it was kind of promoted. Like we'd bring it up, but like, hey, if you want to come to the gorge, come here at this certain date.
Right. Right.
But man, I'd like to make it like a real deal thing.
Yeah, dude.
It was so much fun. So
a lot of fun.
Everybody kind of went and did their own thing during the day, and that nighttime everybody got together. Big campfires, lots of people, lots of laughs. It's so good. It just
it was a great time.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Well, Jason, you actually asked some questions on your community tab. I did as well, and on Instagram and stuff.
Yes.
And one person, I have a question I was going to ask you by this person. It's Journalist Serenity. What?
Yes.
Who are these two guys? I think I see them on YouTube trying to make movies, LOL. Just kidding. What's up, guys? Journalist Serenity?
Journalist Serenity. Hey, what's happening?
Here was Journalist's question.
Yeah, he did have one.
Sketchy situation whenever you're camping alone. Jason, have you ever been in a situation where you was out in the woods and you're camping alone, something sketchy's going on?
Now, everybody's had like a sketchy situation, maybe with an animal or a bear. And I have been like backpacking alone and like had a bear, you know, so forth. But I've had two good ones. One I'll say real quick because it's kind of funny. I was pooping.
While you were pooping?
And I had a jumper at the door and he was ready to jump. And then here come a copperhead snake right up, you know, around me.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty sketchy because I was like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Because I can't get up and run. The jumper's at the door.
You know? What did you do? Did you just have to wait it out?
Calmly, like a champ. Just let it go on out. Exhale. And I kept saying, go away, snake. Go away, snake. Go away, snake. And I started just shoving leaves. You know, it's like, go. But yeah, he luckily made a right and my doo-doo went down and all went well. But another sketchy situation. Now this, you let me know if this happened to anybody. I was out just a few nights ago, all by myself, out in the woods. Had the moon to the back of me, clear skies, front of me. I said, what is that? And this was a bright, bright, bright light with another one right on top of it. And I jumped up. I was in my hammock. I jumped up and I was like, what is that? I literally freaked out. I haven't even told Jeremiah this. This is the first time he's hearing this. And it's super, super, and it wasn't moving. It wasn't going left. It wasn't going right.
It's a UFO.
And it was right there. So the little light connected with the other light and it just got brighter and brighter. So at that moment, I done thought the angel of the Lord was coming to touch me or smack me.
Might smack you.
One or the other. I done thought the angel of the Lord was coming to smack me or something. So I sit there and watch it, totally freaked out. I've never seen anything like this in the sky before. It's so bright, it wasn't moving. Then all of a sudden, it just dissipates. It just goes into nothing.
No way, bro. Are you making this up?
No, when it shows over, I will show you that part.
Okay.
So I'm going back home. I call Dot instantly. So I do not know what this was. I have no idea. It's the most freakiest thing I've ever seen. She is like, I don't know. She's like, maybe it was like airplane. I said, no, this wasn't moving. This was bright, really, really bright.
Let me get this straight. There's two lights.
Yep. One small.
One small, one big.
Yep.
You're laying in your hammock.
Yep.
Tarpless.
Tarpless.
Okay. And the lights connected.
Yep.
And dissipated.
Got really bright.
Uh-huh.
Really, really bright. Wasn't moving. Nowheres. It was right there, right on me. And then it just went away.
And you were alone.
I was alone.
So no one can corroborate this story.
I do have some of it on my camera. I didn't get to catch the two coming down, but I did catch them with the zooming in on the bright light and it dissipating into nothing. I did get that.
Well, I'll have to see that.
So I did. So I called Sean, came over to my house.
Uh-huh.
And I said, dude, I told him what happened. He was like, it had to be a meteor or something. But he said it's a fireball.
What do you mean a fireball?
You can only see them at this times of the year. And it's called a fireball.
This is up in the sky?
Absolutely. And this is the only time you can really see it is right now. Like you see the moon. If after this show, everybody go outside and look at the moon. If you haven't seen it already, go out there and look at it.
And if you're listening to this, whenever we publish it on Wednesday, audio version, you already missed it. But there is a total lunar eclipse tonight. I think it starts at 4:09 Eastern Standard Time.
Kind of showing Jeremiah a little picture of a fireball.
That's a text from Sean. Torrid meteors in 2022. Watch for fireballs.
And that is what I seen. And that was like, it was sketchy because I thought the angel of the Lord was coming down on me because it was so bright and so scary. And I was by myself and I was like, what is that in the sky that's not moving? But so if anybody's ever seen a fireball, leave it in comments or text me. Let me know if you've seen one while you're out in the sky.
That is crazy, dude.
It was actually.
I can't wait to see the video.
Yeah. So
as soon as we get done.
Heck, let's just take off our headphones. Come on. we'll be right back.
Yeah. Hey, Rooted Vagabond, which is another Kentucky guy.
Kentucky.
Yes. He asked, how did you guys link up and start hiking together? He just asked that in the comments. And if y'all got any questions for either of us, feel free to comment them. We love interacting with you in the comments. And
yes, we're going to try to answer as many as I can.
Yeah.
On here and everything. And Rooted Vagabond. Let me tell you what, I seen one of Jeremiah's videos and he has this old water bottle. I guess he uses all the time.
I still have it.
It has stickers all over it. He had a J&H outdoor sticker and that's a local beer company in Lexington. That's close to where I live. So I said, hey, man, you know, you Kentucky? And he said, I am. And then actually, it wasn't even me that invited him. We had like a little meetup of people.
Yeah.
And one of the Ohio guys. Of Lance
Tim Watson.
Tim Watson invited Jeremiah to go and join us. And then we hit it off from there. You know, he's my Kentucky brother.
That's right, dude.
We're both in the 606 of Kentucky, and that 606 area is like east and southern Kentucky areas.
Yeah, born and raised.
Yes. And so I knew I had a common link with him with the Appalachian area and everything. And we started going on trips together and then just enjoy each other's company. I love hanging out with this dude. I have a blast with him every time we go out. So
that's a great answer, man. Did fantastic. Man, we got so many comments. I can't. It's hard. Look at this, dude.
I see him, man.
That's crazy.
I see him.
You see me looking down. I'm looking at my computer screen. I got a screen to my right and a screen to my left, and they all have a bunch of questions on it. Now, before.
Can I answer one real quick?
Well, before you do.
Yes.
I was going to say a big shout out to Aaron Jones.
Shout out to Mr. Jones.
Continuing to express support.
Nice,
Aaron
nice.
Jones, thank you for the $5 super chat. If you also want to support the show, feel free to drop money in my pocket.
Or go subscribe to Backpacking Jason.
No, but for real, Aaron, thank you very much. Yes. People like you helps the show keep going. You know, we never do talk about it, John and I.
Yep.
But to start this show, we spent a lot of money out of pocket,
of course,
just us two.
Yep.
And then slowly over time, we have little by little been able to pay for the equipment and that kind of stuff and continue to improve the show. So, you know, people like Aaron, thank you for helping support the show and continuing to make it possible and keep it at the quality that you guys deserve. Okay, Jason, you have something else that you want to answer. Feel free, my friend.
Dave Off Grid.
Dave Off Grid.
Does Miss Backpacking go out with you on trips?
Oh,
no.
That's a short answer.
She does not like dirt or insects or spider
now,
webs.
You're not telling me that she's never been on.
She's been. She goes car camping with me. I usually don't film those, and she'll go like that on the boats with me and stuff like that. You know, pontoons, or if we rent a houseboat, she'll go out on those kinds of trips and everything. And she loves those,
right?
But she's more of let's go to New York or Chicago or something like that.
Well, dude, here's what you need to do. You need to get yourself one of those RVs. You know. Like the one that you drive.
I'm not old enough for that yet. Give me a little more time.
Then you and Mrs. Backpacking, anytime that she wants,
yes,
she can be like, hey, let's go. And you'd be like, all right, hop in. You climb up in that RV, and then you can just drive the house to wherever she wants
whatever
to go.
Whatever trail she's wanting. No, she doesn't care for it too much. It's amazing how in a city, or if we're at Universal or Disney, she could walk 20, 30 miles. But if we go 2 miles in the woods, she's like, I'm tired. I'm like, you just could walk days and days, you know, shopping.
Well, there's a lot of fun at Universal.
There is.
There's a lot of man-made entertainment at Universal.
I love Universal.
Not so much in the woods. You got to really look and tune in to see the entertainment and the engagement there.
Yeah. And
it's a different type of environment.
It is. And, you know, as soon as you walk into the woods, you get that special feeling. You're like, oh, you know, you're back out in the woods. You're in nature. It's so, I mean, just as soon as you walk into the woods.
Well, let me tell you this, dude.
Yep.
So over the weekend, like last Saturday, I've been hanging out with this guy. His name is Gary. I work with him. Yeah, I posted a picture on Instagram if anybody wants to see. So Gary and I made a trip to Blue Heron Mining Community. And basically what this is an old mining community. They put a railroad through there. Eastern Kentucky, the farther you go east in Kentucky, the more mines and coal that you're really going to get into over around Harlan and kind of the area that you're from whenever you were a kid. And we ventured east, okay? We're in Daniel Boone National Forest, and we hit Blue Heron Mining Community. And now it's a little bit more touristy. They have the Polar Express this winter. I might take Bridget and
that'd
take the train ride. And
that's like a Christmas thing?
Yeah, Christmas themed, based on the, I guess, originally.
Now, Miss Backpacking would like that.
Yeah, well, bring her down.
Yeah.
We'll make a little day trip out of it. But anyway, long story short, Gary and I, who Gary is 70, he's going to be 75 years old this year.
What great inspiration.
Yes. He's like, let's do it. So we went, we checked out some overlooks and stuff.
Yep.
And I was talking to him, you know, it's quite the drive over there. And I was like, you know, a lot of people feel a lot of anxiety and stuff. And I think there's two main things you can do to help with the anxiety. Now, I don't know if it cures it or not, but a couple of things that really helped me if I'm feeling anxious, I can either do something very difficult. Something like
workout.
Yeah. Some type of workout, some type of run, sprint, something hard in the gym, or I can get in nature. And those two things.
I thought you was really getting ready to say, I'll get naked. So I'm glad nature came out and said naked. nature really helps.
I was going to post a couple of comments here. Jeremiah's hair looks so fluffy and soft.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it fluffy inside? It is.
Yeah, I went and played basketball today during my lunch break at work, and I had a shower at the gym, so I didn't have time to put any product or anything in it. So now it's all just fluffy and soft. We have a couple more super chats on here. I'm scrolling through the comments. There's so many.
Can I answer another comment question?
Absolutely. But before you do,
yes,
we were talking about Ben a few minutes ago, and Ben. He has actually donated multiple times once to start my merch. He has pre-ordered the shirt. He says, Ben, with the 1127 super chat, thank you very much. Ben for the rights to use the words jumper at the door for the next week or two.
As long as it's with the Dirt Diggler comments, I will gladly.
Oh, man.
You never want a jumper at the door. That's for sure.
Look at Miyagi. Miyagi said, Jeremiah, you still owe me $20.
Oh, what are you owing $20 for?
Who knows, bro, but he's probably right.
I'm sure he is. Miyagi wouldn't make up something like that.
I also want to say thank you to Rusty for the $4.99 super chat. Rusty. Man, they are on it tonight.
Nice, Rusty. That's really awesome, appreciate man.
It. Thank you all so much for helping support. And not only that, Salmon Outdoors, Ben, you have been outdone. Canadian, 1120. Now, I'm not sure the currency. The currency rate.
He just
the
blew Canadian. Up a penis like the price is right.
He got Ben got prices righted. 1128 from Salmon Outdoors, longtime supporter and has been commenting on my stuff for years now. Huge thank you, Salmon Outdoors.
I like his comment on that.
To Jason's story, I once saw what I think was a shooting star that didn't shoot across the sky. It must have been coming towards us because it just got brighter and brighter and disappeared.
Same day. But well, mine didn't move. Mine, but I'm sure it was moving. Just didn't look like it was moving.
Yeah, to me. Could be. And go ahead and answer your
Atod left a question. I'm pretty sure it was Atod that left one.
Yeah, Atod was asking about
favorite trip of 2022.
Yeah, and why?
This was a tough one, but I think it might be a tie. A tie between New Hampshire at the Whites we did in April, which was me and you. And then the trip we did in South Dakota was Buckley, Blue, you, Yagi.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. Taylor,
Southern Hike.
Southern Hike. And I think that's all of us. What a trip South Dakota was. Holy moly.
Dude.
Those views out there are insane. When we got up on top of Little Devil Tower, that was some of the most beautiful views and areas. I mean, everything about that trip was just awesome. And
yeah, then, there's only one thing not awesome about it.
What?
The rental car. The 100,000-mile Jeep Renegade that they gave us after we bust from the airport to the car. But everything else, and almost hitting those deer in the middle of the night.
I let Jeremiah control the thing for that trip. Of the airplane and the car.
I always try to save a little money, you know? I always try to squeak in and save a little bit of money.
Yeah, anybody out there, leave it a comment. If you ever got a rental car that has over 100,000 miles on it, I would love to know that one.
Bro, there was nothing I could do. People were literally waiting in the lobby for them to clean vehicles as they were getting turned back in.
When we was landing the airplane, Jeremiah's turned on his phone. He said, man, I don't know if this rental company's going to be very good. It's got 2 stars. I said, 2? And I never even heard of it. I think it's called Sky or something.
No, it was Fox Rental.
Fox.
Yeah. Rental. And, you know, I won't complain too much. I've complained on here before about it, but they charged me for like a toll pass. Dude, we weren't even heading into Denver. We flew into Denver so we could drive 6 hours because it was so much cheaper. We saved like $1,000 on the flights.
Yeah.
Just to drive from Denver through Wyoming for 6 or 7 hours to South Dakota to go to do that trip. But that was an epic trip, man.
Yeah, just that ride alone was absolutely stunning and beautiful. And then, you know, being there. But the other one was New Hampshire to the Whites. The Whites, if I could advise any time to go see it, is October and April. Absolutely amazing. Both times I've been there during those times. And that trip with Justin is just so incredible.
It's good in the woods when you're with him.
It's good to woods, and I hope Justin's watching. If not, hey, good buddy. I was texting with him earlier today, and but man, oh man, the Whites. We got up there, and we had to use micro spikes just to get to where we was going. It was all ice, a little bit of it, and then we had a big storm rolling in. We got to see the views, and we couldn't quite get to the top. The storm was coming in, and it was just us three up on this mountain. Nobody else around there. Not a soul, was there.
And you know what size shoes Justin wears?
I think he wears like a 10. And you wear like a 15.
Yeah, and I borrowed his micro spikes. I made a video of it. I don't do a lot of trip videos, but that one I couldn't pass up. In the South Dakota. I made a video of that too. But dude, I put in that video, y'all can see it. The micro spikes, I borrowed his, our luggage, man. The flight that I booked us, you can only bring I think 40 pounds, wasn't it?
Thanks on that.
Or 39 and a half, something like that. Sorry, dude.
That's okay. That's
sorry.
Okay. I'll book them for now.
But I had to stretch his over, and they would come off. They would come off. It was so stretched out. It was barely hanging by a thread on the back of my shoe.
If that would have broke, you'd have been a head laugh.
Oh, dude, I would have been screwed.
Because going back down that thing. But what a place.
What a trip.
Yeah, the whites are absolutely incredible. I hope to get there at least once a year, all the time.
Now, I did want to bring in a special guest here. I don't know if you can see this, but I have somebody to add to the stream here.
Oh, no. Are we in trouble?
I hope not. Let's see if we can add him in here.
What's going on, guys?
My brother from another mother.
Mr. John Kelly.
Hey, good buddy.
I hate, this is going to sound weird for me to say this, but I really wish I wasn't talking to you guys right now.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish I wasn't. Let me tell you a story. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Man.
Let me tell you a story. I may figure out a way to put a video so you can see how bad it was. So we went down to do the Foothills Trail this week.
Yep.
Me and my buddy Sean, you guys met him at that meetup. This is Sean's first, like, multi-day trip ever. And we were able to find him a used It was a Big Agnes Tiger Wall UL2 tent. Awesome tent, right? So we get down there. We show up for the first day, and it is pouring rain. Like, we go and stash our food halfway across the trail. We get back in the shuttle, get down to the front of the trail, and sure enough, man, it is pouring the rain. So we're starting off as drowned rats to start this whole hike. And so we're hiking along. We get 2 miles down the hike, and there's this nice little clearing. It's about lunchtime at this point. So I was like, hey, let me set up my hammock tarp. We'll set up our chairs. We'll eat lunch under the tarp, and we'll stay dry at least a little bit while we're trying to eat. So we set up the tarp. I set up my chair, sit down. Sean sets up his chair. He sits down, and the plastic at the joints cracks and breaks.
What kind of chair was he using?
Chair Zero.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm running a little bit. There's more to this story. But so his chair breaks. And so right off the bat, it's pouring down the rain. He breaks his chair. We go down a few more miles. We get water. I go on up ahead because he started to feel a hot spot on one of his toes. Uh-oh. So because it's raining, you know how it is with wet feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Get blisters.
So, oh, yeah, it's bad. And which I didn't get any, by the way, so I'm very thankful for that. hiked up. We got some water. As he gets some of this water, I go ahead and hike ahead. And he's going to work on his foot a little bit. So he does that, and then when he gets done, he goes to lift up, and the clasp on his watch comes loose, and his watch almost goes in the creek.
Oh.
Watch breaks.
Watch breaks, pouring down rain.
0-2.
Okay, so we're doing great right now, right?
Yeah.
So what also happened is when we did our food drop, we didn't realize that we were just getting these little tiny ammo boxes to drop food in. Uh-huh. We were supposed to hike from Saturday to Saturday. So that's 8 days of food. So Sean ended up having to carry 6 days of food in his pack.
That's heavy.
Yeah. So he's already got a heavy pack. He broke his chair, almost broke his watch, and it's pouring down rain on us.
Sounds like you're doing good, though.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
It's his first big boy trip.
So then we get to camp, and he had never done a bear bag before. So we were like, well, get your rucksack out, and we'll get the bear bag hung. He throws the rucksack up. And the string catches on the piece on the wood and spins in a circle around it.
Oh my gosh, bro.
At this point, he's starting to get angry, right? Like, and I don't blame him. I would be angry. Like, at this point, I'm thinking to myself, I want to kill somebody if I'm him, right?
Were you laughing at him, John?
Bro, I am trying my best to just be like a good friend and help him out because I know this, he's frustrated. So then we get this. I go over and find this tree that's falling down, break a huge branch off of it. We take that. We push the rucksack until we flip it around enough we can get it to come down, and we actually hang our bear bags. So that's all done. Go to bed for the night. It rains all night long. Okay. Like, rains the whole night. Get up in the morning, and the seam sealing on his tent doesn't work anymore. The entire inside of his tent is soaking wet. His sleeping bag is soaked. I mean, there are times when things go bad, and then there's times when everything just kind of falls apart for somebody. And we knew that towards the end of the week, temperatures are going to dip into the 30s overnight and possibly rain those nights as well. And we were like, it's not real safe for him to have a tent that he could be soaked in and potentially be under freezing temperatures. So we made the call to just get off the trail, get him home. I'm going to be loaning him one of my tents, and we're going to hit the trail hopefully tomorrow or the day after and do a 3 or 4 day trip just so we can still get out for this week. But yeah, man, you talk about just like
crappy luck.
Yeah, man, it was just bad. And I felt bad for Sean because like the guy did some immaculate planning for this trip. Like he got his gear dialed in. He did everything he was supposed to do. And just anything that could have gone wrong went wrong for him. And I feel so bad for him because like my hope is he doesn't hate backpacking because of this. You know what I mean?
You know what, like, I call that, John?
What's that? Type 3 fun?
No, that's pretty good. I call that baptism by fire, bro.
No yeah. joke, man.
That's what you did. Baptism no by fire. Well,
that's where I would still have to, like, I would have giggled. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you the truth. When that rucksack wrapped around the tree, I did laugh. I'm not gonna lie, I did laugh.
You not?
Yeah,
because it was just,
like, bro. My goodness.
It was one of those things where it was part, like, it was really funny, but it was also part, this can't even be real right now, you know? So long story short, we had to come off the trail. And it was more for safety reasons. I think we could have kept going. And honestly, if I had a 2-person tent, we probably would have kept going anyways. But yeah. I have a hammock, and I like Sean and all. He's a nice guy, but we're not sleeping in the same hammock.
That's a little too close.
That's not happening. So
I think your only option there is, like, if you're in the hammock and he's still sleeping under your tarp on the ground, like exposed, and with the rain, he probably would have got wet.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He would have. Well, the tarp did a good job. I kind of made the tarp a little wider than normal when I set it up, and really nothing got underneath the tarp last night, or the night of that. So it was okay. It stinks because we weren't the only ones that came off the trail. Like, I got on the Foothill Trails Facebook page, and there were several that came off the trail for similar reasons.
Wow.
So I saw Dixie was there. Did you see that on their Facebook page?
Like, recently?
Andrew Gleason, right, the same, like, literally the same. Whenever you texted me, I saw that Facebook post the same day that she had stopped by. I don't know if y'all would cross paths. I think they do something every year, the Foothills Trail Conservancy, because they do a lot, and they really maintain that trail. But Andrew Gleason is one of the people that I talked to and met. He has a YouTube channel that's mostly dedicated to the Foothills Trail. And I saw his post in that group on Facebook that Dixie had stopped by there, but I don't think that she'd really done that trail.
She's done the trail. Yeah, she did it this past year, I think, actually.
Oh, did she do it?
Yeah, she did the trail. Why have
you done it, Jason?
Time,
yeah. It is a big commitment, dude, because that's like
77 miles. It's 77 miles, so.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, man, I'm going back, like.
Yeah, you're going to get it done.
Because, you know, when you're, okay, you've done it. You've already done it, Jeremiah. So, you know, like, when you go see those mountains, and we were there like the week after the colors were like apparently amazing on the trees, and they were still amazing, and we would have been able to see some crazy views and stuff, but just, man, when gear fails, man, gear fails, you know.
It wasn't until like YouTube that I even heard about, like, Foothills Trail.
Yeah,
that's one of the things with YouTube, is you can find out all these places that you can go to.
Jason Wish, see. That's where it come from for me. One of our friends. And, you know, we had two people on our trip that had to drop out.
Yeah.
And I had to do like 20 something miles that last day just to finish it with another member of the group. And by the way, I was also going to say Salmon Outdoors with another $2.
Making sure he covers that 1 cent that might not go.
He says 63 people watching, only 12 likes. Leave a like. I appreciate that, Salmon.
Yes.
And I second that.
Here's a question. This is an enunciation question. Yes. Is it salmon or is it salmon?
Was I saying before?
Salmon.
You're saying salmon, which salmon? Is like an Eastern Kentucky thing. My wife told me that's what my mom always called it, was salmon.
Here we go with the linguistic racism.
Appalachian racism. That's what I say all the time.
I'm there for you. So, well, funny story. We were supposed to go on trail today. I woke up this morning running a slight fever.
Yeah, you sound kind of sick. Like,
yeah, I'm all stuffed up right now.
My nose is stuffy.
Yeah, but I was like, I could not get on here. I mean, I get to talk to Jason. So,
you know, Ricola. I bet you're on the move. Ricola. You know, like, they've, like, closed down schools and everything because of the flus.
My hometown, they closed down school Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, they closed Fayette County. Fayette County didn't have schools today.
Mm-hmm.
Then tomorrow, the sickness. Election, everybody will be out. Go vote. Everybody go vote.
Yeah, I'm out tomorrow.
Yep.
My school is voting.
Yep. I will say, I'd like to add to the discussion from earlier.
Oh, he's got the dirt dig. Is that the 6 years?
But you see it says the backpacking podcast on it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
And I will say, that is a very good trowel. I used it yesterday morning.
It's got a little bit more rigidness than the Deuce of Spades.
And here's the thing. A lot of people said it's not good for getting through roots and stuff, but I got through a bunch of roots by this tree that I was trying to dig a hole in. And it did a great job, man. It's a really good trowel. So, Ben, good job, man.
What size your dirt diggler there, John?
I've got every size known to man.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer.
If there's a size that Ben has, I've got it. So,
you know, you're talking about the bear bag and all that, hanging the bear bag.
Yeah.
Now, I had a little clip to show you. Well, I had it for Jason, but I'll show it to you too since you're on here. I found this video, dude. I heard some people talking about it, and I found it. Now, you know me. Sometimes with the technology, it doesn't work, but I'm going to try here.
Why are we trying the technology, Jeremiah?
Bro, would you bear with me?
Okay.
You'll like this video.
Okay,
hold on. Let me turn the sound down a little bit. It's a little bit too loud.
JK, you think he can get it?
Now, John.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Do I need to click picture in picture layout to play the video?
I'll just click on the thing we need. Is this right here?
Let's say, all right. He's got it. All right, here we go.
Help, John. Boo on that freaking bear.
Gosh, dude. Did the video clip work, John?
Yeah.
See that? Comment and let me know.
Oh my gosh, what just happened?
Then I'll know. This, you want me to play it again?
This bear.
No, that was terrifying.
Okay.
He tried to get him. I guess he's going to ambush him.
Yeah, that's why you hang your bear bag there, but I don't think there's anything
to do. He did exactly what to do.
Could you imagine that happening to you? Oh my gosh.
You seen that before?
I have.
Okay, Jason, for the people that are just listening and not watching.
Yes.
But if you do want to watch, check us out on YouTube. But if you're just listening.
Correct.
Why don't you tell everybody what just happened in that video?
A guy, I guess he was hiking or doing running, and I take that this is in another country. It's not in America.
Oh, really?
Yes, this is in another country.
This is a black bear.
It's Japan or something, isn't it?
Yes, correct. America. And so this bear comes down the hill, and literally the dude side swipes the bear, smacks him. The bear rolls. He comes up, old dude screaming. Gives it a kick and a punch, tells that bear, rah, rah.
I think he's so scared. Gosh.
And the bear kind of tried to come up again. But this dude, awesome. I have to say he beat the bear's butt on that one.
Dude, and that was not like a tiny little cub either.
No, this was a good-sized bear. Yeah. This is a big bear.
That's just insane, man. That's insane. That's all I got to say.
People are commenting, and apparently it worked because we got a bunch of comments about it. That's some primal yelling right there, dude.
Absolutely.
That's what Scott Woolham is right.
That's what you should do. If you see a bear like that, what is it? If it's brown, what is it?
Are we trying
to dog on my Cleveland Browns now? Like if it's Browns, let it down.
No,
but they did beat the Bengals last week.
No, the Bengals won last week.
No, that was on Sunday, man.
Browns tore up the Bengals.
The Browns beat the Bengals in the last
weekend. We're going to stop this Bengal bashing, okay?
Hey, I'm with the Bengals, bro. They won yesterday.
If it's,
I'll bash them all day. I'll bash them all day long.
If it's black, you fight back. If it's brown, you lie down. If it's white, good night.
It's a polar bear's dinner tonight. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard that before. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, lie down. If it's white. What was it, JK? Good night.
Yeah, the polar bear's having a good night.
Yeah, polar bear's having a good night. Yeah,
dude.
Okay, so I've got video of the bear bag incident. You guys want to see it?
Yeah. Can you play it on here?
Yeah, I got it. I found it. It was on my phone. I was able to pull it up here. Let me see if I can get it out here for you guys to see.
While you're getting that, let me tell everybody, if you are ever backpacking with somebody and it's their first time throwing a bear bag, like trying to hang a bear bag, always video it. I did it with one of my buddies. It's always hilarious because the goal is you have to throw the bag of rocks over the tree branch. And this tree branch is like 20 feet in the air.
Dude, he got it over the tree branch first try.
Oh, he lobbed it right over?
It was right over, but it got caught when it went over, and that's when it spun around.
Okay.
He did it perfectly. I felt so bad for the guy. Check this out. Let's see if it comes in now.
Okay, let's see. Why is his video full screen? Mine wasn't. What the heck?
Perfect. And there it goes.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at his face. Look at his face, man.
You see what I'm saying?
I would have been like,
bro, first try. You got how many, like, seriously, how many people do you know get it first try?
Just me.
Just me. That was amazing. Like, I was actually highly impressed by the fact he got it over the first try.
Yeah.
And then it just caught and it just spun.
You should have said, dude, you didn't have your food bag stretcher? To get that out.
Food bag.
Where's your food bag stretcher?
Oh, man. Got to feel bad for the guy, but what are you going to do?
You have to just laugh it off
and say, hey, I'm out in the woods. Let's have fun.
Yeah, it was one of those moments where you just kind of have to have fun with it. I mean, look, I'm also going to show you guys. I want to show you the rain we were dealing with when we got there because I got that too. And it's, I mean, it was just like pouring. Perfect rain.
Like purple.
Okay. All right. So I'm here at the Foothill Trail Access, and I was not anticipating this kind of weather today. Sean and I are here. We've done our food drop. Carla, killer shuttle driver, got us all set up, and we're getting ready to hit the trail. But this whole idea of doing this trail was to, like, do some really cool footage of all this stuff, and truth is, we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. This rain is pretty rough, and we don't know if it's going to stop or it's going to keep going all day, but I guess we'll find out. So, first question you need to be asking about that video is, why is John wearing a hood while he's still using an umbrella?
Yeah, why were you wearing a hood?
I just have it.
Was it cold?
No, I was like in the mid-60s, I think, or something like that.
And keep your ears warm?
I don't know. No, I just think I put the hood on because I always put my hood on.
Well, it looked good, man.
But the rain was coming down, and poor Sean, that was his first, like, big trail experience, and I felt bad for him.
Did you tell him to bring an umbrella? Please tell me you did.
Tell him to bring an umbrella?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my God. You know, John told me the week before, he's like, dude, they're giving rain. Like, the first 3 days, they're giving rain. I was like, you taking an umbrella? He said, oh, yeah, I'm taking an umbrella. I think you,
dude,
hung him out to try,
Sean's pack weight. Sean's pack weight was already so heavy. He had such a heavy pack weight, man. Like, so heavy.
Yeah, you need the umbrella, Jason.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to tell you flat out, Jason, that umbrella is the best thing ever.
Tell him, John. Tell him.
That was the best thing ever. I took the jacket off after a while. I didn't even wear a rain jacket. Like, when everybody else was sweating,
there's an old saying called embrace the suck. It's an old saying out in the woods. You just put your head down and you hike. You just go with it. Then
there's also an old saying that says, if you don't have to embrace the suck, don't embrace the suck.
Soft times make soft men, John.
In a comment section, let me know. Are you pull umbrella or not umbrella?
Yeah, let's see
it. Let me see the comments.
Yeah.
I am no umbrella.
My buddy, in the summertime,
he'll put the umbrella on his kayak so the sun stays off of him. Scott. Uh-huh. Scott will ride on his kayak. Said, bro, please.
Smartest buddy you have.
Look at that. Look at this. Umbrella is life changing.
Oh, my God. True.
Backpacking umbrellas are the way to go.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. You're just showing all the good ones. You're not
Ben McMillan, I'm an umbrella guy.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the best one of them all. This is the best one of them all right here. Ready? Let's see if I find it. What John said.
Look at that. Look at Buckley. Look at backpacking with Buckley has betrayed you, son.
Umbrella Buckley. No way, my friend. No way.
Real real men use umbrellas.
Bro, I have
umbrellas for the win.
Oh, my goodness.
Umbrellas here.
Look at this.
Umbrellas are now part of backpacking.
Right. Oh, he just threw it. He threw the Gossamer Gear umbrella.
You don't need it.
Bro, so here's the thing. Here's the thing. I just want to say this, Jason. Jason, I just want to tell you this. That umbrella is lighter than my raincoat, and I don't have to sweat while I'm using it.
Yes, that's the deal. You don't have to wear a jacket.
That is why the umbrella is so great.
Oh, okay. Here, we have one for you. That's one for Jason.
Hey,
yeah, but he doesn't, doesn't use a bug net on his hammock either.
No, he does use a bug net, but it's a partial bug net. He
that's
has
true. Okay, well, yeah, that's true. That's true.
Thank you, Todd.
So
Jeremy, though, can make some killer pulled pork.
Oh, and some killer
chili dogs.
Chili dogs.
Oh, dude. The chili dogs, dude. Oh.
Hey, so I'll answer this. Tree Ride asks, so what's the best umbrella that won't break the bank?
Riot.
The one that you already have at your house. Like, I have stopped. One time I was going to the Gorge, and you know, in Stanton, there's a Dollar General. And I stopped. It's right down the street from the Dairy Queen.
Okay.
I stopped and bought me a $4 umbrella on that trip. And that was the best investment that I made that whole trip.
I swear, if you two start saying you're using wag bags, I'm just going to freak out.
Only where you have to. Only where you, check this out. Miyagi said he'd trade his ribeye for an umbrella, yes. Jeremiah.
Miyagi?
You would not trade a ribeye for an umbrella. There's
no that dude embraces the suck.
He uses an umbrella, too. I went on a trip. Remember Miyagi's that trip? Remember the trip that you said you wouldn't go on in December? It was like December the 28th, it was like 78 degrees. Now Miyagi's his tarp did get torn apart due to the wind.
Where it's gonna have 50 mile an hour winds with thunderstorms all day.
Yeah. And him and Trips ended up having to sleep in the camper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the trip that Jason and I put together for the Linville Gorge. And then the wind was so bad, we decided not to do it. And then you guys planned another trip for the Gorge, for the Red River Gorge.
That's it. And it was windy at the Red River Gorge too. But, you know.
Okay, here's another kicker for you, Jason.
Yeah.
If you wear glasses, umbrella is a game changer.
I wear glasses.
Now, that is true.
I'm not wearing them right now, but oh, what is Jason doing?
What's he doing?
Oh, here comes business, Jason.
Oh.
Jason, take those. He just clocked into work. Literally
backpacking with dad.
When I have these on, I'm making money. This is the dad look. This is the money look. And I got to take these back off. I'm having too much fun right now. Now, Ben McMillan. You don't need no umbrella. You're a tough guy, man. You know that. Miyagi, you too. Where am I getting all these comments with the umbrella? I am shocked, really shocked by that.
Well, dude, everybody's figured it out.
Yes.
But you, apparently, you and who was it? Atod? They're the only ones.
If it wasn't for YouTube, I would still be backpacking with 50 pounds on my back.
Yeah.
Jason, we could all keep using external backpacks. External frame backpacks and like
I would have my beef ravioli, Chef Boyardee.
We'll get some canvas tents to take out with us.
And have a can opener with Chef Boyardees and potted meat and stuff like that.
You know who's using a external frame backpack right now? MK Ultra Back. What's his channel name?
Oh, Mike Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, Mike Kirkpatrick, but I can't remember. It's
MK Ultra. MK Ultra.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. I see him posting on Facebook. He's using one. I have one in the closet right over there, the external frame backpack. Yeah. It's okay, man. We could do a throwback trip sometime.
Yeah.
Won't take umbrellas.
I got a new backpack.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got a 60-liter Waymark.
Oh, ooh. No way.
Yeah.
Which one?
The 60-liter.
Yeah, but what's it called?
Is it the light or is it the one?
Know.
The through. Lighter the through.
He saw it 60 liters and he's like,
go carry all my winter gear. And it only weighs 2 pounds or like 8 ounces or something. It only weighs a couple of pounds. So Devin hooked me up out there at Waymark Gear. Check them out. They're awesome. Waymark, that backpack, I've got to use it one time so far and I'm getting ready to use it a bunch. It was real comfortable. It was real good. I like
it. They make good stuff, man. John has a couple of Waymark backpacks, I think.
Yeah, I've got the, I've got their day pack, the older day pack, because they've got this new one that's out that's incredible. And then I've got the through behind me.
Hey, can I show you guys another video?
Please do that.
If we're going to watch YouTube.
This is not YouTube, bro. I won't show the whole thing, okay, because it's 54 seconds.
Okay. Holy moly.
I know. I won't play.
Here we are. A little mountain lion right there.
A little mountain lion.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
That is
kitty, 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 kitty.
So, Jason, John, you're right. You talk, but
Jason, there's the mountain lion, boys and girls.
The right way to approach a mountain lion whenever you're
look like a real big one. But
is this the one where he chases him down the trail forever?
Beautiful.
But if I had an umbrella, I would have been able to
shoot. Closest we'll probably get to one.
Woo,
he's behind a cage in a zoo.
Okay, that's enough of that.
No.
I'm so not doing that.
Well, if I had an umbrella, I would have been able to fight him off. But if you don't have an umbrella, you couldn't have been able to fight off a big mountain lion like that. So from now on, I'm going to carry an umbrella.
It's all secure in Sector 7.
Nice throw in there with the shug.
The shug comment. The shug. The shug. Shug is the king, getting
he? He is, man.
Shug is the man.
Special.
So I've shown you a bear video,
yes,
and a mountain lion video tonight,
yes,
and that is how you interact with the animals when you're headed out in the backcountry.
That's you see a mountain lion and you stop and video it. That's intelligent.
Kitty, you about that fireball.
Yeah.
So that next morning, about 7 a.m, I could hear coyotes right up the hill, and they was just screaming loud. And so when I ended up walking out, I could see coyote poop. I was like, they was close. And all I had was my prison shank knife. That was the only thing I had. I didn't have anything else, nothing. And I was like, I'm just out here, my little prison shank knife. That's all I got, you know.
People don't realize that you did hard time back in the day, do they?
Dude, you put that video out today, and somebody commented on my comment and said they were disappointed that they didn't see the prison shank knife in the video. I can't remember who commented.
John Kelly, it's a dispatch knives.
Oh, I know which knife it is.
Yeah.
They sent a bunch of YouTubers knives a while back.
Yep. It's good company. It's really good knives. I tell you if it's crap, but it's not.
No, dude, this one.
Yep.
See, it don't open enough. You see that?
I do see that.
You got to really flick it.
Yeah.
To get it to open. So, oh, wait. Sorry, this isn't my dispatch knives.
No, I was going to say.
This is by...
that's not dispatch.
This is by D-Knife or O-Knife. I can't really tell. Probably made in China. It's the splint.
Probably.
Yeah. So anyway, why didn't it make an appearance, Jason?
What, the prison shank?
You didn't want to show off the prison shank knife?
I don't think I had to break it out on that trip. You know, on that meetup that we had, I didn't have to get one piece of firewood. I didn't have to put one piece of firewood in the fire.
First time ever.
I give big props to everybody else out there. I didn't have to do nothing except just take people around on the trails, show them
Buckley
highlights.
And Hoot. They done a great job. And DMS Adventures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got his little boy helping out.
Yes, that was awesome, dude.
I didn't get to go to the Indiana meetup they had, but DMS went out there, and I saw some of the videos, and they brought ice cream.
Oh,
yeah. So everybody,
you want to be popular, there's a real good way to become popular.
They had ice cream. I was like, DMS, what happened at our Kentucky one? Why didn't you have the ice cream? You go out there to the Indiana one and you bring ice cream and all that. Come on, DMS, if you're on here, let me know. Why no ice cream in Kentucky?
Hey, John, did you hear Jason's story earlier about the fireball that appeared in the sky?
No.
I thought it was an angel.
Thought it was an angel coming to smack him in the face.
I said, touch me or smack me. I wasn't sure which one they was going to do.
I know what they was going
to
do.
But I had to look at it. I got home and I started telling some buddies, you know, and they started looking it up because we were trying to figure out what it was. And I'm pretty sure it was a fireball. And just looking up, it only happens like right now. I think like in a couple of days, you wouldn't be able to see him anymore.
He said a fireball, like a light appeared and like
right.
Got super bright while he's laying in his hammock.
Yep.
I told him I didn't believe him, but he said he's got some of it on video.
Oh, I do.
If he had to send it to me ahead of time, I could have showed it on
Oh,
you.
Man, I want to see this video. Can we show it next week?
I wasn't going like out to do a video on for YouTube or anything. I was just going out, just hang out, and I was solo. And but yeah, I'll definitely show it to you. And that is me saying a dirty word because I was like,
we'll have to bleep that.
Yeah, but besides that, I could show it to you. It scared me. Well, I guess if I thought it was an angel, I shouldn't have said a dirty word. I guess that's numero uno. I shouldn't have done that. Like, sorry,
well,
Lord.
Historically speaking, when angels appear, people are scared.
What's
so
the first
I don't blame
thing,
you.
What's the first thing? See here, John Kelly. What's the first thing an angel usually says? What's the first thing?
Do not fear.
Do not fear.
You are correct, my friend. That is correct.
Well, Metro wants. Well, that's not. That was not what I was wanting to show. Was Jason seeing stars from drinking Fireball? Was the question he wanted to ask.
No, that's a possibility. That's a, maybe the Fireball. Maybe the Fireball made the Fireball.
Maybe it wasn't a Fireball.
Sean said, "Was this before tequila?" When you said yes, or after tequila? I was like, "No, there wasn't no tequila." I was like, "Seriously, it was a something bright in the sky."
That's hilarious. That's
funny. That is a funny comment.
Yeah. That okay. Rooted Vagabond. Look at this. A fireball is another term for a very bright meteor, generally brighter than a magnitude -4, which is about the same magnitude of the planet Venus in the morning or evening sky.
Thank you, Rooted Vagabond.
He's a smart guy, ain't he?
He's very
nailed
smart.
Nailed it.
I would like to Rooted Vagabond.
We got to hang out.
Very strong.
He's big, ain't he?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Really nice guy, man.
Like, yeah. I wonder if he played football or wrestling or some kind of sports.
Comment on
here. Let me know.
Dude's broad. That's for sure.
Yeah. I had chatted with him and helped him on a project, done a little interview and stuff, but he was out at that Red River Gorge strip.
Yes.
And I got to talk to him for a while. Super cool guy.
Yes. Kentucky. I just got to watch one of his last videos. It was him at Land Between the Lakes.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed it. He went to Hotel California. That's out there.
Hotel California.
Yeah. It's kind of a graffiti area, but it's real pretty.
That's where we might be going this week, is down in Land Between the Lakes.
Oh, yeah. There's some beautiful hiking down there. And if you go, dude, take a fishing pole. Back me up here, Jason. Ooh,
that's a good idea.
A fishing pole, dude. There is.
I didn't even think about that.
Some of the best fishing I've ever had is Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley.
Yep.
Really?
Take a fishing pole. Take your dirt diggler.
Dirt diggler for sure.
Yeah. Don't forget the umbrella. And make sure you take your wag bag.
There was something I was going to post on here about the wag bags. Man, there was a comment. It was like, I think it was by Buckley. I could be wrong. I can't find it.
But it was on the other one.
It was on
guys.
The YouTube.
Yeah. Look at this.
What is?
Let me see. I fought pro MMA.
Oh, bro.
I did some little.
Dude, if he's being serious, that's incredible. That's
awesome.
I believe
him, dude. Yeah.
He's a big dude, man. He's a big dude.
Have you ever heard of Four Seasons MMA out of Lexington or Reaction MMA out of Nicholasville? Please let me know.
Yeah.
Jason, sound like an infomercial. Let me know. Buckley, I found it. He said, when pooping in a wag bag, Jason, you answer this. You got a lot of experience with wag bags. But we'll wrap up the show with some poop talk here.
Yeah,
all right.
A little poop talk. Why not?
When pooping in a wag bag,
yes.
Do you poop in it or do you poop outside and then scoop it in the bag? What do you say, Jason?
Well, for a person who's never used a wag bag, I am going to say, I guess you would put it around your butt
and
dump it in there.
What do you mean put it around your butt?
The wag bag? I guess you would put it.
Yeah.
You stick it against your butt?
Hold it up close. I think that's what they tell you to do.
But here's the question that it's always got me. If you do a number two, you have to do a number one. So two goes with one. Well, I guess it wouldn't matter because you'd still be outside.
Yeah.
Unless you're trapped in your tent.
Unless you're strapped in your tent when like pouring rain, you try to do a number two. But if you do a number two in your tent, then number one's
Or if you're Jason or if you're a Jeremiah, you've already got a bottle.
Oh, yeah. You got to have the pee bottle.
You're holding the pee bottle.
Jason, can you hold this wag bag while I hold the pee bottle?
That is friendship at its highest level right there.
That's Kentucky friendship.
If we ever have to use a wag bag somewhere, I'm definitely tying it to your backpack.
Dude, you know, you can see the demographics. Like whenever we post these podcast episodes and stuff.
Yes.
And I think our number one state for listeners is California. Because they have a ton of backpacking, hiking in California. Yes. Some of the most beautiful mountains.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I know, I can just know they cringe hearing us talk about these wax. Because you know they use them all the time.
I've got to know this. So if you're pooping in a plastic bag, and then that plastic bag you're going to throw in the trash. When that trash is going to go to a hole, and it's going to get covered up in a hole. Now, I know that hole that's taken to a dump isn't the same hole that is in the woods, but is in a hole. But now you've not only put poop in a hole, you put plastic. That's the part that I can't quite.
I think it's situational.
I also think, and somebody can correct me in the comments, but I think there's chemicals and stuff in that bag, too, that helps break that stuff down after you poop in the bag.
Yeah, and also
that make me feel more better about it than it just being a piece of plastic.
I honestly believe that's what they do. If somebody knows for sure, they can comment. I've never used one, so.
Somebody out west, let me know.
Also, sure. Jeff Peters asked the question I ask every time. Have you rigged an attachment system for a wag bag to the poop hammock yet, Jeremiah?
Now that is very interesting. Well, that might be a way I would poop in a wag bag.
Yeah, when you don't have to hold it yourself, it just does its own work.
It's like a flying toilet.
Devin told us that some of the ecosystems that you have to use the wag bag in doesn't have the right like micro ecosystem to break down your poop whenever you're pooping out there in some of the areas that he hikes in Utah. So they have to use wag bags. Like it literally.
What is it?
Like, so whenever you poop.
Yeah. There's my poop.
Yep. And then you bury it. And then there's there's bacteria. And I'm no scientist here. Okay. I'm just talking out of my butt. No pun intended. There's bacteria.
That's the funniest thing you said on
that. Oh my gosh.
There's bacteria.
Totally went there.
That breaks down the feces, right?
Yeah.
And that's living organisms that's breaking down this poop. And then it kind of
my doo-doo goes away.
Yeah, it goes away and becomes part of the ecosystem and is kind of reused, recycled. Well, when that stuff that breaks down the poop, the living organism, isn't present,
yes,
then your poop doesn't, it's like not biodegradable, I guess, or whatever, however you would say it. And then it's just sitting there, and then a rain comes along.
It gets into the water.
Then it gets into the water system because the poop's not breaking down. It don't matter if you bury it.
The animal poops, it's all in the water.
Animals eat natural things. We eat chemicals.
Oh, here we go with the poop debate.
I don't want to use a wag bag. I'm just saying that's what it does. But here's the answer to that question from earlier. There is an absorbent material that is in the bag that breaks it down.
And he is at West.
Yeah.
Backpacker.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Okay, Jason.
Yep.
Do you, besides your copperhead poop story, before we call it quits here, because we need to wrap the show up.
Yep.
Do you have any funny poop stories or anything like that that you want to share from the trail?
There's always funny poop stories.
Go ahead.
I have my buddy Matt. Okay.
Is exactly what I was thinking about.
You know Matt.
Yeah.
So we're all camping down by this creek area and everything. My buddy Matt, he goes up around this rock up on the hill and starts pooping. You know, he's trying to enjoy himself, have a nice poop and everything. So his dog comes up on him. This dog is barking and screaming and hollering him. Matt is in his most vulnerable position.
Go on.
He's going, go on, you know, hollering. All of a sudden, a bunch of people come around the corner and they're all camping up on the hill. So there's Matt, hands around his ankles, doo-doo coming out of his hind end, dog barking at him. And here comes all these people coming to see you.
Now, is Matt the kind of person that would get embarrassed at a situation like that?
Absolutely.
I met Matt.
He's actually like figured ways to not poop on the trail anymore, like his coffee situation and his food and everything, because he does not want to poop on the trail anymore. But Matt's had a lot of poop situations that I do not want to bring up.
I don't have a bad word to say about Matt. He's a lovely guy. He's sweet. And I enjoyed backpacking with him.
Yep.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
He might be with us on next trip.
So. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
Matt, if you're seeing this, sorry, buddy. He didn't really say that's your poop story.
We didn't say Matt's last name.
No.
Okay. But he might have appeared in a video or two of yours.
Yes. A lot.
Not to sell him out.
For real.
Okay, John, you got anything else?
Yeah, I want to leave us with one last word of wisdom, and this comes from Gone Feral with Squidly. And the truth is, you can garden on Mars with poop. True story. So there we go, guys. There you go. That's what I want to leave everybody with.
That's good. Squidly.
Well, Jason.
Fist bump.
Oh, fist bump it.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
John Kelly. Fist bump.
Virtual fist bump. John, I'm glad you got to join us too. It sucks that your trip was cut short, but I know you guys are going to get out, and I will text you and hopefully see how everything's going, man. It was a lot of fun talking to everybody in the comments. If you're somebody that's just a listener, we'd love for you sometime to come on and interact with us and have a good time.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Get a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I want to give a few shout outs to people, some Kentucky YouTube channels, D Rob, Smoky Bees Natural, best honey in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Bluegrass Backcountry. He goes to some awesome places.
Great musician too.
Tree Riot. Kentucky Woodsman. This is a bushcraft guy. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy him. He's from right around this area, is actually in the southern area. And then Rooted Vagabond, MMA fighter. Yeah. I'm going to have to go with that big fella.
Have fun, bro. I'll video it.
Hey, can I say something about D-Rob a little bit?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
D-Rob, his name's Dustin Robinson, and the dude is a photographer and a half. Like, if you could find him on Instagram, his photography is incredible.
And watch his YouTube
channel. Absolutely incredible. Yeah, watch his YouTube channel, too.
He goes to some. He just did one on Cherokee Arch and Ridley.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible video. He has some awesome, awesome material. And, yes, his Instagram is off the hook. It's like, really, really good.
Photography is so good.
Yep. Kentucky rocks.
Well, awesome.
LJK, Kentucky rocks.
I love this state. I've lived here for 30 years. I'm so happy I moved here.
Yeah. He's lived here longer than I have.
Holy moly.
Ain't that crazy?
He has.
Yeah, I'm a young man. I can't help it, man. Jason, why don't you tell everybody before we log off here how they can follow you, find you, enjoy your content, etc.
Backpacking with Jason on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, all that. I enjoy putting stuff out there. It's real fun. Check me out. I've done trips from Oregon to Georgia to New Hampshire, you know, all over America. You know, like to have a lot of fun out in the woods, a lot of laughs, and being in nature, you know, it's just something that gets you happy and excited, and I can't wait to get right back out there just as soon as possible. Actually, in about 18 hours, I'll be back out there. Countdown is already on.
Nice.
Oh, thanks, JK.
Yeah, he's got you on the screen at Backpacking with Jason. Yeah. Check him out. Well,
thanks, JK.
Jason, thanks again for joining us tonight.
You got it. Good, buddy.
Hopefully we'll do this again sometime. I think last time you was on, we also had Shug. It was great to, and you were, I think he was our OG guest, wasn't he? Wasn't he one of our first guests ever?
Jason might be our first guest ever.
Yeah. I think you might've been our first guest ever.
He's the only reason we ever started talking about poop, because the wag bag conversation came up the very first time we had Jason on here.
Yeah. And we got a lot of people that's commented, supporting you here at the end. Mr. Backpack went out on here.
Oh, thanks, guys. Oh, thank you all so much.
Hashtag Team Jason.
Oh, appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks all so much.
Yeah, Tanya, we got to see her at the YouTube meetup.
I do. I remember Tanya. I like her videos, too.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Metro on the move.
John. Oh,
thanks, JK. I appreciate seeing those.
It was fun hosting the show. Next weekend, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
Funny thing, we're going to be at your house, so you're pretty much in charge again next week.
I'm hosting again, baby.
I was sitting there wondering. I was like, Jeremiah, you sure is everything going to go smooth? And this is about 5 minutes before the show. He said, don't worry, man. I got it.
I was like, okay. Nailed it.
All right, folks. Well, hopefully you've had a great time as much as us. And for me, for John, for Jason, hope y'all have a great, blessed week. Yep. And have a great night. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys.
My life. Live it.